To dream the impossible dream. What do you dream about? What are you excited about? What do you feel is your impossible dream? And could you turn impossible into reality? Why do some people have a dream and achieve it, and other people talk about what they're gonna do and they don't do anything? And here's a really interesting thing to consider. If you share your dreams with people, and it might not be everybody, but usually if you share a big dream that everybody else is going to think is impossible, they usually tell you that, don't they?
It's impossible. You can't do it. It won't work. You're not good enough.
And the excuses come out. You're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too old, too young, too inexperienced. You don't have enough money. You can't do it. It won't work. And if you take that information into your own headspace, is it possible that even if you don't want to believe it, it could have an effect on you? But what about this? And I was taught this a very long time ago. Don't tell people what you're gonna do. Go do it. Achieve it. Make it happen. And then either tell them that you've done it after you've already done it, or don't tell them at all. Just live your life living and doing and breathing and achieving all the things that you want to do, rather than I need to share it with people. Now, I'm sure you've got special people in your life, or I hope you've got special people in your life who would back up your dreams, who would hold you accountable to your dreams, who want you to achieve your dreams and goals, and they would support you and encourage you and cheer for you when you achieve them. But I've lived on the planet a very long time. I'm involved with a lot of people on a regular basis. And too many times, more times than not, people allow other people in their life to steal their dream. And usually it's somebody close. It's their partner, it's their parents, it's their kids, it's their brothers or sisters. It's somebody in their life who they believe in, who they trust, who they respect, who comes along and says, you can't do it, it won't work, it won't happen for you, you can't do it. And they believe the person because they respect that person. And that's why they don't achieve their dream. Now, in the defense of the people who say you can't do it, the people who love you, maybe they're scared for you. Maybe they don't want you to get hurt, or they don't want you to be disappointed, or they don't want you to fail. But isn't the only definition of failing to give up? So if you give up on your dream, then you've definitely failed. If you never give up, you can never fail. And everybody that's ever achieved something of significance will tell you this. They were knocked back, knocked down, hit hard, you can't, it's impossible, it won't work, and they did it anyway. They were strong enough, tough enough, they believed in themselves enough to go and do it. Now, the interesting thing about belief, though, as I always share, you don't know that you can do it until you've done it. You can't believe in yourself when you haven't done it yet. Oh, I believe I can climb that mountain. But you don't know that you can until you have. So rather than tell people, I'm going to climb that mountain tomorrow, wake up, put your hiking gear on, go and climb that mountain, and then maybe take a photo of yourself from the top of the mountain, and you can actually say it. I made it to the top of the mountain. I didn't die. But even if I did die, and that is always my favorite quote, and it's my driving force for life. You'll see me waving from the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I will do it or die. That's called never give up, I can't fail attitude. So just this is my begging position as always. If you've got a goal and a dream, you'll often hear, oh, share it with people and they'll hold you accountable. Is it possible that if you share your dream with the wrong people, or even the right people who tell you that you can't for the wrong reasons, that they might steal your dream? So the first thing is, what are you dreaming about? What do you want to achieve? What's your goal? Then perhaps don't share it with anybody. Just put it inside your headspace, inside your heart, and make it a driving force with that attitude. I will never give up until I have done it. Get out of my way. And that's the beautiful thing about you personally striving and driving for something. If you've got that attitude, I'm going to keep going until I've achieved. I will not stop until I have done what I said to myself that I'm going to do. Is it possible then that people will respect you? If you tell people that you're going to do something and you don't do it, or you tell people you're going to do something tomorrow and you don't do it till next week or next year or later, is it possible that people lose respect for you because they don't believe when you say you're going to do something? And I share that very personally, because gonna is a very big, it's a widely used word in the world. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a career or business that I love. I'm going to get into healthy, fit, strong condition. I'm gonna have a great relationship. I'm gonna travel the world. I'm going to, and gonna, and people don't. for whatever reason you don't, if you've only kept that to yourself, then you're not going to embarrass yourself and people won't disrespect you because you didn't tell them you're going to do it and you didn't. But ultimately, that's the most important part of all of this. Because I deal with people every single day who they share their goals and dreams with me. Very few of them achieve them. They're all passionate and motivated, but something comes along or somebody comes along. So it's a challenge or a hassle or a problem, or it's hot or it's cold, or they run out of money or they struggle. Something happens. But usually this is what happens. Somebody says to them, you can't, it's not possible, it won't work. And because it's somebody close to them, they believe it. If you want to do it, you can. If you've decided that you're going to do it, don't give up, and you will. Never give up means you will never fail.